Blog Talk Radio.
Today we are talking about how to get out of your head and conducting on-air readings. And actually, there's a caller in the queue. It's a private caller. Could you call back, caller, and unblock your number? That would be, I believe, star 82 to unblock your number. So I'm going to disconnect you and then call back, please, because we will be giving you a reading. All right. So I want to let everyone know how to stay in touch with us. You may do so by following us here on Blog Talk Radio and also on Facebook and on Twitter. So that's what you can do. 914-338-0164 is the call-in number. Please do press 1 if you'd like to speak with us. And 562-596-7818, the number for further conversation. And that's it. We're on iTunes, too. Want to remind people we're on iTunes, Alexa. There's all kinds of, I think, Spreaker, all kinds of formats where you might listen to us, aside from Blog Talk Radio. So you can take us with you on your mobile phone. It's very exciting.
Yes. And I didn't realize there were so many different outlets out there.
There really are, yeah. There well, are.
That's encouraging.
It's encouraging.
And I guess it's just the spread of the social media. You know, we're living in a time where, boy, when I was a kid, it was like channel 2, 4, 7, 5, 11, 13. And that was
same.
It. And,
same.
There was commercials on every station. Then they had this thing called pay TV. That was the, you know, big thing, pay TV. You had to have a box. But then from there, I mean.
You know, that was before HBO, you mean?
Oh, yeah. Way before HBO. That was back in very early 60s. I remember the movie came out. It was called 5 Miles to Midnight. It was with Anthony Perkins and Sophia Loren. And I knew it was out in the theater, and I went to my friend's house, and he said, I saw this picture, and he said, yeah, we can see it on TV if we pay for it. So that was unheard of. I mean, it was unheard of. But, you know, now, I mean, it's...
Oh, there's so many options.
Your iPhones.
Well, yeah.
Walk around and watch tiny
right.
screens. But
we're flooded with all kinds of information and data from
yeah,
the media.
I mean, we take it for granted. I mean, to think
you can
that
have like 400 channels and you say, well, there's nothing on television.
Yeah. Yeah, we've got like 400 channels. We watch maybe 3. But then again, you know, to think that you're for our personal in our personal situation, to think that our show is going on in all these different outlets and what do you call it, apps, were they?
Yeah, like iTunes is an app. We're on Spreaker, I believe that's an app, or Stitcher or something like that. But and Alexa is a home robot, and it broadcasts different podcasts and things like that. So, yeah, we're on a lot of different platforms whereby people can listen to us.
That's great.
Yeah. Okay, we have a caller. Let's bring that caller on, 832. Hi.
Hi, how are you guys?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Pretty good.
Good. What's your name?
My name is Dejan.
Oh, Dejan, yeah, Dejan. I remember you from before. Dejan, though. It's not Dejan, Dejan. I've got to put the emphasis on the first syllable. D-A-J-O-N, is that it?
Yes.
Okay. And could you remind us of your birth date, please?
Sure, it's January the 1st. No, January the 3rd, 1996.
What year again?
1996.
You almost forgot your birth date there. 4/14. 29/11/2.
No.
18/4. So you're 22 years old, is that right?
Yes.
Which is interesting because that's double 11.
Yeah, it's a change.
Yeah.
Change.
Because of your
change.
Quick number. So what's going on?
Well, I kind of met this girl. Her name is Mia, and I'm not sure. I was kind of thinking about trying to ask her out, but I wasn't sure if that was, if we were like getting into a relationship or not.
Do you have her birth date? Probably not, huh?
I think her birthday is the 10th of February, 1993.
Okay. 13 and 12.
7. Wow, you're going for those older women, today, John.
Yeah.
There'll probably be a vast...
Well, actually, they're coming to me, actually.
What's that? She came on to
actually,
you?
Actually, they're coming to me.
Oh, well...
She's 25.
She's 25.
Yeah, but she's 25 years old.
25. Yeah, she's going through a change.
So she's going through a change right now. And you're both going through a change.
Yeah, you're both going through a change. In fact, well, do you want to say something?
Go ahead. I mean, you know, their months are her first two, number two, one. Her month and day, day three, fire number. I don't know what I'm missing here. Their years are interchangeable, 93 to 96. If you put, Dejan, if you take your first number in the year and her second number in the year becomes her year 93, the same thing happens with her first number in year and your second number in year becomes your year 96. Your first and six are her master number.
And then their numbers combined become a nine, which is a common number in their year.
Yeah.
Well, this is past life. If she approached you and was more assertive in connecting.
Oh, and there. I'm sorry. Can I say one more thing? His year. I mean, his day, and her day 3/1 become his. 1/3.
Yeah.
I missed that.
Yeah, I mean,
there's a lot of connections numerically.
The codes are very interchangeable, John. And if you to analyze this, I mean, her master, your karmic number is higher, 29 versus 25, but your master number is lower, 2 versus 7. Now, when you look at that 7, John, if you look at your days and month and her in month 1/3/2/1, that adds up to 7. See, in fact, if you take the 2 and the 3, which is 5, and the 1 and the 1, which is 2/5, that actually becomes her karmic number. Oh boy, this is really strong past life. So she approached you because probably in the past life, the story was going to be continued, but it ended with her approaching you. So in this life, it's like a serial. Now it's picking up where it left off, and she's approaching you because that's where it left off. For some reason, she was approaching you. Now maybe she was approaching you for a date, or maybe she was approaching you for love, or maybe she was approaching you because you owed her money. You see, we don't know exactly why she approached you or what was going on unless we really look deeply at how this relationship in this lifetime actually started.
So,
on what note? Like, was it at a dance? Were you in a restaurant? Was it online? How did it start?
At college.
At college?
Yes.
Well, now.
Is that what you said?
Yeah, college. Well, now it's very interesting because the relationship prior to this lifetime ended under an educational premise. You might have been a teacher. She might have been. You might have been two students. You might have been in a from rolling together. It might have been an object. In college, of two of you, who would be into your awareness? Not that you have to be involved in this.
Dejan?
Breaking up there.
I'm sorry. Who would be? Did you hear the question? In the aspect, it doesn't matter if you have a strong interest in this or not. But of the two of you, who do you think would be more interested in the topic of biology, the study
biology?
Of life, biology?
Probably, I guess. Her.
And why would you say that?
She kind of seems to be someone who is kind of interested in life, more so, I guess, towards helping other people. I just kind of connected the two together, I guess, biology and service to other people, I guess, or
That would be more. Sociology. I'm talking about biology,
right.
You know, the world, sciences, animals,
nature, plants.
Not at the moment. No, I don't.
What is she studying in school, and what are you studying?
She is studying history, and I'm studying film.
History and film. So she's closer to biology, than film.
History and film, that's a really nice coupling. History and film. I mean, they even go together, the history of film. But you typically, film depicts history. Oh, beautiful combination. Now, When you look at film, what was that hours long about life? He's that Terrace something, I don't forget his name, but he did a movie that was really, the plot was all about life and looking at life, and it was like 3 hours long, and I forget his name, but it got a lot of good reviews. And it started off in a very primitive way with animals and dinosaurs and lizards, and then emerged into this story about a man and his sons. It was called Boyhood or something. Do you remember that one?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. So you see how that had elements of biology in it? Remember that?
Yeah.
There's something going on in the meeting of your minds, the topic is mind and spirit, in the meeting of your minds with Mia, that is significantly connected to life itself. Now, maybe the biology of our topic, Dejan, is that there's a biological premise to the two of you. Maybe you're going to be joining together on a project. So I know we're jumping right into deep water here. We're not even in the shallow end at the moment. We're just jumping right into the deep end and assuming, is Dejan and Mia going to be doing a movie together that combines history and film? Our suggestion is that that's very possible. So you're going through a change in life. You're going through a major change because your master number is 29112. 2 times 11 is 22. There's your change. And hers is at 25, which is where she's at.
I mean, obviously, he's going to be going through another change at 29, but because he hasn't even reached that age yet.
Right. Well, let me ask you something, Dejan. In the concept of film, how serious are you? Why do you want to go into film? And what are some films that pique your interest? Name me two.
I started doing film back in high school. I got put into it through my counselors, and I've been doing it ever since. I guess two films that I kind of like would be the first Harry Potter movie. And I guess the Avengers movie.
Okay.
Kind of like the action and fantasy, I guess, fantasy.
Yeah, you like action and fantasy and popular themes. The Avengers was actually, you know, when the Avengers came on TV, it was really a dynamic show. And it was a British show, and
yeah.
I watched it, and it was like the British version of James Bond. It was like, back then, Man from U.N.C.L.E., the Avengers, they were all takeoffs from the Dr. No and James Bond. So everybody was trying to copy them. And it became, and the Avengers was rather a sophisticated TV show. It later became more of a popular film with a lot of action, but we're not here to discuss that. Harry Potter and Adventures. Okay. So what do you know about her in terms of history?
And caller from 404 area code, we're going to be getting to you shortly.
Yeah.
Just want to let you know, we see that you're here, and go on, Neil.
In terms of history, what's her interest? Is it American history, world history, Middle East? What's her?
American history.
Ah, excellent. So there's a connection. If you're asking us, first of all, obviously, Desjardins is a connection. Obviously, there is. You're calling under the awareness that there's a connection between the two of you. We're enhancing that by saying it's deeper than you might even think. We're not promising anything, but we're saying that at the starting line, there's a depth to the relationship that could go into very deep waters.
Okay.
Do you want to respond to that, Dejan, before we move on to the next caller? Is there anything else you wanted to add? Or?
No, I think you guys are definitely right. She, you guys are definitely right with that, yeah.
Well, has it branched into a romantic conversation yet?
Kind of half and half. It's kind of more so school, but there is a little bit of flirting, I guess, going on. So it's kind of half and half.
Dejan, here's what I want you to do if you're bold enough. I want you to get a very unique little bonsai tree, you know, in a plant. They're about $6.
Yeah.
You know what they are? And say,
yeah,
this, hey, listen, and say to Mia, this has nothing to do with, you know, me trying to manipulate you or anything, but I thought it was a beautiful tree. Say, it reminds me of you, and I want to give this to you as a gift. It's number one, very unique way of approaching romance. And number two, it's about the whole shebang started, at least or biblical lore, in all aspects of religion. The tree is a very important aspect of union. And the birds describe different stories. And then the fruits describes the fruit of the relationship. Now, in a bonsai plant, you've got an architectural design that is very historic. I mean, they use these little clippers and they're molding the tree. I mean, it's a beautiful thing. And if you're open to it, we suggest you do that and just give it to her as a gift. Are you open to something like that?
Yeah, I am.
Okay, good. It's a nice gesture. It's rather unique, somewhat. And if you're attracted to Mia, and you're saying, is she attracted to me? The answer is yes, because there's a past life. Okay?
Okay, Dejan.
Okay, thank you. That was really helpful.
Good. We're glad to hear it. Let us know how it progresses.
Sure. Thank you.
Thanks. And Dejan can follow us on Facebook and Blog Talk Radio. I don't think he has, so we would love it if he did.
Day or night, huh?
Day or night, that's right.
Day for night. There's a French film for him to watch.
Oh, day for night. Because
Hello.
He's in High 404. He's into the more modern films, I think.
Well, Day for Night is a foreign film. It's not. It's, I think, it's Truffaut or somebody. But no.
Well,
that's
what I'm saying. Different. 404,
yeah.
Yes. You're on the air. Sorry about that.
Hey, Christy. Hey, Neil. This is Shanithia.
Oh,
hi.
Hi. How are you guys?
Good. How are you?
Good. My question is, I have court tomorrow, and I want to know how it turns out. I'm really nervous. Like,
okay,
I don't really want to go.
Court for what? What? Give us your birth date again.
How you spell your name?
3-3-1994.
3-3-1994. And Shanithia, how do you spell your name? S-H? How do you spell your name?
S-H-A-N-E-T-H-I-A.
Okay, S-H-A-N-E-T-H-I-A. I had an E-N, but anyway.
T-H.
Yes. I had an E instead of an A, the first vowel.
S-H-A-N-E-T-H-I-A. That's what I got.
Okay. So yes. She's 3394. So what are you going to court for? She's another 616-2911-2, right? Did I do that right?
Domestic violence.
Oh, no. Is that a domestic violence?
Mm-hmm.
So what's the situation exactly?
Like we got into a heated argument, and it kind of got physical in a way, and my mom called the police, and was arrested. Mm-hmm.
He was arrested. You weren't arrested though.
No, he was.
Okay. What's his birth date, please?
It's September the 13th, and he's 35 years old. I think is it 70? I can't think of the year, but he's 35, and his birthday is September the 13th.
82, it would be 1982.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
1823, 36. Interesting, because his karmic number is the day and month you're born, 33. So there's obviously a karmic connection.
In other words, he adds up to 6, and that adds up to 3 plus 3.
Right, but it's a 33-6, mm-hmm. and she's born on 33.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Wow, what?
Yeah.
Go
ahead.
Karmic. That's his karmic. My birthday is his karmic.
And in fact, what? your day and his day happen to be 33 as well. So
and your month and day are karmic themselves.
Right.
So
and so are the so are their days that match up to 33.
And I met him the day after my birthday, like March 4th. That was weird.
See,
yeah.
And that's your first number 3 and your last number 4 in your year. 3-4.
Wow.
See, you're catching on. You're catching on. Wait a minute. Have you gone to college, community college, anything?
No, only college I have ever been to was like a cosmetology, but no. Oh my God, it's so weird. And when I met him, I told myself, because you guys told me to just get myself together and just have fun. And that's what I was trying to do, have fun. I came out of that depression mode. And I met him, and I was like, no, I don't want to do any romance. I kept telling him that. He was just like, please, could I get your number? And we finally exchanged numbers, which was weird. He wouldn't stay away.
Well, you see, you're a 29. Your karmic number is actually 29. Now, his last number is 2, and his first is 9. Now...
Mm-hmm.
So your all your numbers add up to 29. His last number is 2 and his first is 9. There's another match. And what this means is that there's a deep karmic connection. It moves into the area of further in life. In other words, you have this journey you're supposed to go on with, and it's supposed to last for a while. It's just not early in time. There's things going on here that can last for a while. The 29-11-2 usually comes with some kind of sexual tension or
mm-hmm.
sometimes violence. Sometimes it's mm-hmm. just really dense. It's like sexual vitality. It's really, really dramatic. Sometimes
mm-hmm.
it's emotional. But on any account, it can come with a lot of stress. So the domestic violence that's occurred, you see, you two are very fiery people.
Mm-hmm. Right, and you can either be as a 2911 too, you can be a victim or a perpetrator of
right.
that kind of violence.
You
so it can manifest in different ways. So for her, she's on the receiving end of that violence, apparently.
Right. Now there could, you see, a lot of times men that pursue women, not all the time, but men that pursue women will become very possessive, jealous,
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
they go crazy. They kind mm-hmm. of go crazy. See, you're laughing because you're probably saying that's him.
Yes.
See, because they see you. He sees you as a woman, and he wants to own you. These are poor words, but he wants to own you. He wants to possess you. He wants to have you. Now that he has you, anything you may do that doesn't concern him can be potentially threatening to him.
Wow.
See, because in a bad way, he thinks he owns you, in a bad way.
Yeah.
But inside, yeah. he may be a really good guy. I mean, he's got some problems, psychological problems. So what it does is you're going to have a psychic reaction to that and say no, and the two of you are going to fight because you don't want to be caged and all this stuff. And you're probably
yes.
saying to him, you probably say to him, I'm not going to do anything behind your back. Why are you worried? But you see, he's so insecure and his control issues are so intense. He will worry. Won't matter.
Mm-hmm.
Because he thinks, well, guys are going to come on to you. Guys are going to come on. Don't, you know, because he's attracted to you. He looked at you with the same predatory eyes that he thinks other men are doing.
Wow. That is so, oh my God, that is so true. I just didn't know the words to say it. He was just, and I really tried to keep him away, but he just kept coming back. Like, I'm just like, whoa, he's just weird. So after that happened, I maybe thought when he was arrested, it would stop. No, it did not stop there. You know, he is like, I'm in love. This and I did. The police was called. We called the police, and he is just like, "No, I'm still gonna be with you." And I'm like, "No, can we just be friends?" And you work on getting your stuff together. And he is not. No, he is not taking no for an answer. And he is just—it's kind of creepy in a way.
Yeah, that's like getting into the stalking territory.
Yeah, you know, it's creepy and all that, and there's some criminal elements, and it's not healthy, and it's, you know, but what he really needs, he won't do it. What he really needs, and maybe it wouldn't even help, is to look at what he's all about. But he's reacting mm-hmm. to what he's about. He's not understanding it. His reaction is immediate and primitive. And the impulses are there. And letting go of you would be almost like telling a little kid to let go of the side of the pool in the deep end when they can't swim. He's not going to do it. He's obsessed. So, I mean, you know, restraining orders and things like that are some of these. They don't always work anyways because, you know, it's like saying a broken line in the street's going to save you from another car approaching you. The
yeah.
broken line is the rule of conduct. A restraining order is a rule of conduct. But how many accidents do we have on the highways? Whenever
someone
I'm driving on the highway,
over into the you
yeah.
know, other lane.
I'm thinking to myself, a broken line is stopping a car from hitting me on painted on the street. And I have to rely on the psyche of every driver coming towards me so we don't have a head-on collision.
Yeah.
Crazy. So the same with people
wow.
and restraining orders. Oh, you can give a restraining order, but if he's not appropriate in his mindset and doesn't rule, understand the rules of conduct, which he doesn't, he's going to break even a restraining order.
But more specifically, she's got court tomorrow. So what are the possibilities for
like,
the,
what
for
are,
the
yeah.
outcome of the court? I mean, would he have a jail sentence, or would this be probation for
yeah,
him?
Yeah, because this is the thing, because when he did get locked up, I felt bad. I felt really bad.
Right.
I did do
your
something really bad.
You didn't call. Your mother called. So that, obviously, the police had to take action because they were called to the scene.
And, like, I wrote a statement. This is why I'm really worried. I wrote a statement. Okay, the first statement I wrote, that was the official one. And me and him, we talked and we did all, rekindled and did all that. And I wrote a second one and I sent it to the DA. That's what I'm scared of. He has two letters. And I did write two letters. So I'm really scared. I don't know.
Well, what's the content of the letters? I mean, you're saying you wrote letters, but why are you scared?
I told them what happened. Like the first letter, I told them the first letter was the truth. The first letter was the truth. I told them when I came home early morning, the fighting didn't stop, and we just kept fighting and fighting, and it really got out of hand. It really did. And the second one, you know, I kind of twitched the story a little bit, you know, and said that I went to go pick him up at home, which he was at my home already, that I knew a whole lot.
Why? Why did you do that?
Because we had just started talking back. Like, it just, I don't know, which was weird. I don't know.
So you're saying that you rekindled your romance after this episode of violence on some level, but now you're not seeing him romantically. Is that correct?
Like, yeah, we're still talking a little bit, but I'm not, like, really, and I think he's feeling that I'm not really that interested anymore.
And
I think
what
he's feeling it, but I don't think he wanna
go ahead.
And
he
I don't think he's the one
it.
To believe it. Mm-hmm.
Right. So then what is the possible outcome of court tomorrow? And 417, we're gonna get to your call in just a few minutes. So stay there. Don't leave. What is the possibility for him? What is he being charged with and what could happen?
Yeah, like what will they say to me? Yeah, like what will happen? Yes, tomorrow.
Right, but what I'm asking you is what are the charges and what, I mean, what is the worst?
Battery.
You talked to the DA.
Battery.
What's the worst thing that could happen to him tomorrow?
She didn't give me no more other information, but detention center time or that's it. Just
probation. Well,
you know, I mean,
he's already on probation.
Oh.
Yeah, he could go. He could be put away for a while, you know. I mean, he obviously needs counseling. And the nature of your fights, what were they typically on the surface? What were they over?
Whew, that's a burning one. I actually came in at like 5 in the morning. Like, yeah. And I did cheat. And I don't know if he did sense it. It made him really angry. But I just met him, and he wouldn't go home.
Did you say you cheated?
Yeah.
Well, there's probably a reason why you cheated. But anyways, the relationship's sort of a mess.
Not healthy.
It's not healthy. What's probably going to happen tomorrow, you see, they just can't let him walk free, and you've made your statements. You can plead the court to, you know, that you just want him. You don't want to. You could drop charges, maybe you could, but I don't know. Once it becomes battery and once it becomes a domestic issue, you're kind of already involved, but your involvement doesn't suggest a resolution regarding, you know, whether you want to take back the charges or not. I mean, there's a possibility, but I don't know if that would be the answer, because now he's committed some crimes and he has to be possibly sentenced. And so what you can say, if he's going to be there, you can say, you know, I care for him. I just don't think we have a healthy relationship. I really don't mean him any harm. It's just not healthy. And I want the courts to protect me, but you know, I think he's a good person, something like that. I mean, if there's anything in there, you know, you don't want to necessarily, I mean, he didn't kill anybody. And what was the form? Did he slap you? Was there blood? Was there anything really dramatic on your body?
Yeah, I had a little scruff on my forehead, but that was just it.
Well, you know, I think you're going to be protect. I think I don't get that this is going to turn into a horrible situation where he's going to kill you or something like that. I think he has a tremendous anger issue. The best thing that could happen is that he separates from you because the relationship is too volatile. And obviously you're not committed to him. So, and it's just not healthy. It's just not a healthy thing. You know, we can look at karma and we can look at issues that might bring two people together because of karma. But then we also have to think logically with our heads, is this healthy? Even if there is karma or there is something connecting to some kind of weird love. But I don't think it's going to go terribly bad for you. I think you should try to understand that he's a human being and say some things maybe in the court about him, if you're allowed to speak, or at least let your attorney know. But you just want to be protected. And you want a clear understanding that you really would like the relationship dissolved. And you don't want him coming and attacking you. Do you want the relationship?
Actually, he wasn't actually a bad person when I was with him. So.
Yeah, but a lot of things need to be cleaned up in the relationship, including your behavior and his behavior.
Yeah.
I mean, both. If you're cheating and if he's reacting in a violent way, that needs to be worked out between the two of you. You know, there's a connection there for sure, but
you got to iron
out the kinks.
We said he's not a bad person. I don't think he's a bad person. My vibe, I don't think he's a bad person, but you have to clarify what you really want. Do you want him to go to counseling? Do you want to see if this can work its way through so you can be in a relationship with him? Or do you want to say, in spite of the way I feel about him, I just don't want to be in a relationship with him anymore. I want to move on. You've got to get that clarity to your attorney so that they can approach this appropriately and have the insight to know how to approach this court matter.
Exactly. And you have limited time to do that. So today is like the day to do it.
Yeah.
You know,
talk to your attorney, let your attorney know what your ultimate solution is. Do you want to continue a relationship with therapy or do you want to end it and have protection? And let your attorney work this through accordingly. Don't worry. He's not a bad person.
Yeah.
I don't think he's a bad person. I just think you feel very volatile. But you have to make a decision for yourself, okay?
Okay, Shanithia. Actually,
okay.
If you
thank
let
you
us
guys.
Know,
okay.
Let us know what happens, Shanithia.
Okay,
let us know
I will.
On Friday.
I will.
We'd like to hear. And Shanithia should follow us. Join us on Facebook. And on Twitter, we'd appreciate it if she did. Take care. Good luck. Okay, 417 and 504. 504, actually, press 1 if you'd like to speak with us because your hand is not raised, 504. 417 is on the air. Hi.
Hi. How are you?
Fine, thanks. How are you?
Oh, I'm good. My name is Linda. I'm calling from Florida.
Oh, thank you for all that. Linda, L-I-N-D-A?
Yes.
Okay. Go ahead.
What do you see in the next, I guess, little bit for work or direction for me? I guess employment or business or whatever.
I'm sorry, say that again.
Like work or business or whatever you see.
Okay, what's your birthday, Linda?
June 3rd, 69.
19. 34-7. Hmm. And she is 49 years old. Is that right?
Yes.
49. You're on the threshold of 50. 49.
Right?
Does your daughter want to read too? I mean, we have a little bit of extra time after.
He's demanding
you
attention.
Talk to them? They're trying
sounds
to
like
get
a
attention.
Big,
yes.
Sounds like a big dog, like a big lab or a big bulldog.
Oh, I have three Newfoundlands.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
Well, there's your big dog.
Yeah.
You know, Kristen may be seeing things. Let me tell you what I see. Do you see something?
Stars. I think I have a concussion. No, I mean, I... Go ahead.
Sorry.
I mean, I'm going
to
make notes.
Here's what I'm seeing. Linda, first of all, I'm seeing bank, B-A-N-K. You're going to be involved in a bank. Now, look at the topic of a bank. Let's look at some of the subtopics. Have you changed your banks lately? Have you been dealing with banks? Are you thinking about a bank?
I haven't changed any, but there is always a possibility of getting a new one over here.
Okay. And in your business, without telling us what it is, would you ever seek a bank loan?
If I ever get to that point, I could.
Well,
but I don't think I'm at that point yet.
Oh, Linda, we're suggesting
to go
that,
into debt. No, I'm just kidding.
We're suggesting that your business has the potential to be successful without money yet. Okay.
Without what?
Without naming your business yet, are you telling us what it is? The energy behind your business has this vibrational intensity of being successful.
Okay.
Okay. Now, I want to ask you something aside from your business. Have you ever known anyone in your lifetime who was like a dog groomer or somebody who worked with dogs?
Probably several.
Probably several what?
People.
And were any dog groomers?
Yes.
Okay.
Several dog groomers.
This business, the way we work is very weird. We work very weird. We pick up on things and we move.
I'm sorry, I'm weird.
For validation.
Good. She says she's weird too. So we're
good.
All in good
we're
company,
all weird.
Right?
We're all weird. Okay. So the common phrasing here is that your business is going to be successful. Now, you don't know that yet, and you might have an idea or a seedling of what you want to do. In fact, as I'm talking to you, other images are coming up. They're kind of weird, but they're coming up anyways. But anyways, there seems to be now this is not your business, but there seems to be a garden where a lot of bees come to land on the flowers. So let's look, first of all, you're in Florida. Are you near flowers? Do you have a garden? Anything like that, first of all?
I'm going to landscape a little bit of a garden back here, more or less flowers.
And you've been planning to do that?
Yes.
Okay. Point two, another validation. The attitude of your business and going into it, which probably takes a broader discussion, but it's going to be, I would say, psychically, hunch-wise, it's going to be successful.
So can we ask Linda what type of work or business that you have?
What type of business it is?
Yes.
Uh-huh. It's well, there's flowers, but it's actually, I take cupcakes, create flower blooms on them, and put them all together, and I create this big bouquet of cupcake flowers.
Well, come on. We get credit.
Well, you get credit for that.
No, we get credit for that. We get credit
I thought she
for
was
that.
Self-employed,
because
but
I, actually,
I didn't get her business.
Well, I was thinking about flower, then I looked over at Kristen, and she turned into a flower. Cake flower. But
she's laughing at all our bad jokes. Let's bring her on every show. This is good.
I wanted to laugh at it. I wanted to say something when you were saying flowers.
Well, flowers. Can we record your laughter? And then whenever we sit in the future shows, we'll just
play it back.
Have a laugh track with your laugh on.
Is it really that odd?
Okay. So the flowers, you see the flowers, the cupcakes, it all
like
works.
How would you, the garden.
Oh,
It all works together.
Absolutely. Well, and the fact that you got the garden image and she's putting flowers on cupcakes, I mean.
What's that show we watch? Cupcake Wars. I mean, once in a while.
I mean, Cupcake really that Wars. We watch baking shows sometimes.
I had a client years ago, probably 20 years ago, who they had this idea to make these fantastic cupcakes, and then they were going to have a catering truck and sell these cupcakes. And they were successful, but it demanded so much work.
Well, I I knew someone who did that, who actually was worked in a bakery and then did her own cupcake business in the town I lived in before I moved there. And she was very successful and great cupcakes, great cupcakes.
Well.
So it's, you know.
You know, I mean, to start the business, what do you need, 20,000? Where are you at right now in starting this business? Because we think it's going to be successful, okay? At least to the point where you can make a modest living.
She wasn't considering taking out a business loan, though, but maybe she might have to do that.
The thing is, I can start slowly. My thing is, where I'm at in Florida, plus it's also very hot right now, I'm kind of at a little island, but then I'm wondering if me going towards Orlando would be more beneficial. So I'm going to a different county.
Oh, you're on an island in Florida?
Well, it's attached to Florida, but it's considered an island.
Are you
island,
like in
so...
Key West?
Area? No, near Merritt Island, near Cape Canaveral.
Okay.
So it's kind of like near the shore-ish, but I'm wondering if going more towards the city where it's more businessy.
Yeah.
Because it's usually tourists, you know, they're going to want something hot and they're going to want something cold to drink rather than having a hot cupcake. Yeah. Versus this is more geared towards events, like instead of sending flowers, so events or business, you know, along that line or maybe a wedding.
So are you looking to relocate like entirely, or are you close enough to Orlando that you could establish a business there and still maintain your residence where you're at?
About 45 minutes.
Well,
drive.
The key word, you said it in your own voice. You said more business in England. More business. So you said the word. So you're already working in alignment with some of the words that we came up with about getting maybe a bank loan. Maybe you don't need that, but maybe it all served as business. Business. There's a business, more better business there. None of our business, but are you climbing? Have you climbed out of any tragedy like a divorce or anything like that?
Almost got a divorce, but yeah.
Okay.
Are you still married then?
Yes.
Still
but
married.
But you
we,
almost
we got back.
Got,
yeah,
you almost
we,
got,
we separated
you
for. Yeah, we separated for a year and then got back.
There was an actual separation, which is a deeper level of.
Actually, when you were talking about 45 seconds ago, you kind of went like that, and your voice carried a vibration to me in that sound. That said to me, you were climbing out of some kind of divorce or trouble. That was in your voice. It was in the energy of your voice. I picked that up. That's why I asked. That's the reason I asked. In picking it up.
Right.
And you climbed out of that. Now, we feel that this cupcake business is going to be successful. I'll tell you why. Because we don't get images like flowers and this kind of thing.
That's a validation.
It's a validation.
Okay.
And then, you know, when you start to send them out, Kristen was just showing me about, what is it, the candy thing? And you go online and you send it out. There's shipping, all this shipping.
I don't know what you're talking
about. Well, there's companies that the food is so good, but they
do mail.
A lot of
you're
their
talking
business.
About mail order.
Mail order.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you could, I mean, there's so many possibilities for you.
It gets expensive though with cupcakes. I mean, the shipping would be pretty high, I think, because you have to keep them fresh. So if you were shipping to like nationwide locations, that, you know, people would, there'd have to be a demand so great that people are willing to pay that high shipping price because you've got to keep the cupcake
fresh. I see. And maybe it's just not feasible. But anyways, we think that, yeah.
So what does your husband do, Linda?
He's a police officer right now.
He's a police officer. So, I mean, you'd have to pretty much stay where you're at unless you'd be willing to move.
Well, then why don't you go into the donut business? No, I'm just kidding.
No. They're all trying to eat healthy now.
She's so amused. It's like, great.
You know, if you told your husband you were going into the donut business, I bet you he would invest in it.
Yeah.
No, he eats enough of the cupcakes, but I made fun of, not fun of them, but for his group, I made like police hats and donuts on top of the cupcakes and handcuffs.
Cute.
Well, you know, this is a great thing because now your husband can always say, come out of the bank. We've got a donut for you. Come on. You don't need to rob.
Yeah.
So,
or a cupcake.
So in summation, because let's try to bring on another caller,
yeah.
though we're having so much fun with
yeah.
that we're going to try to bring on another caller.
Well, it's
going to
be successful.
So it's going to be successful. Go forward, move, and maybe try to establish it in the area that you're wishing, Orlando, do you think?
Yeah.
Okay.
If you think
actually done through through my home. So, I mean, I can still do it in Orlando. I just do it at home and then
Right.
Yeah.
But you can branch out to that area if you think it's going to be more successful there. And perhaps, you know, eventually you can get your own storefront, you know, rent your own
yeah.
place. Because the bank was a vibration that you got.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
maybe in the future you're going to be able to expand.
Yeah, eventually. I mean, to start a business, 20,000-30,000. If it's not brick and mortar, you're working out of your home. You get a nice brochure.
You have to get a business, I think, a license to bake
license.
Out of your kitchen. But the girl that I knew did it out of her home. It was out of her home, and she had an online business, and people were, you know, cupcakes, cakes, things like
you
that.
Got, you see, a lot of it is reoccurring business. People that will No, and then you're going to have people. You're going to have people work for you.
Mm-hmm.
Because
right.
It's going to get, it can get big, okay?
So you're saying don't apply for any regular jobs, just continue this then?
Right now, you got to give this a try. You've got to try to be creative and self-promote your idea. You don't have to go into debt. But yeah, right now, is your husband behind it?
Yeah.
Okay, well,
yeah,
give it a try. Give it a try. Give it at least a year.
Okay.
Okay,
yeah,
Linda.
Definitely.
Well, nice to talk to you.
Thank you so much.
The first time you called. You can join us on Facebook. We'd love to see your cupcake. So find us there, and we can take a look at what you have to offer, maybe.
Ooh. Okay.
Okay. Thank
Sounds
you.
Good.
All right.
Thank
take
you,
care.
Take care.
Bye-bye. Okay. 347 is our final caller today. Hello.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome. What's your name?
This is Tanika.
Tanika, we've talked to you before, haven't we? Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, and where are you located? Florida or New York?
It's New York.
I always get 347 mixed up. I never remember where that's from. I always think Florida. Okay, and your birthday again, please?
September the 3rd, 1978.
Okay, and what's going on? Oh, it's Tanika. Sorry, now, like, what happened to my brain?
I even remember.
Yeah, of course. Tanika, have you been relocated to your new job? I have a headache.
Yes, I'm there right now. I'm actually calling you guys for my break. I'm so glad that I caught you before the show ended. I just wanted to ask you guys about Mark. I don't know if you remember me talking to you about him.
Yes, of course.
So the last time we spoke was, like, 2 weeks ago. We got into like a third argument where he had told me to shut up in the middle of his anger, and I had blocked him. So ever since then, I've unblocked him, and I keep thinking about him for some reason. So I'm just wondering if you guys like see me hearing from him, or if me and him are just completely over, because
you blocked him and then unblocked him.
Yeah.
On your text, like on text on your phone.
On my phone. Yeah, on my phone. Period.
So if he may have texted and you missed those texts because he was blocked.
Right.
Correct. And you haven't heard from him since.
No.
I mean, and you want to hear from him?
I mean, I don't know if it's completely over or not. I just don't know why I'm just still thinking of him, but I am. So I just wanted to know what you guys see.
Well, I mean, I think we established that we don't think it's a healthy relationship and she should move on. I mean, I think we established that on previous shows, but I mean, obviously there's some kind of energy where there's a possibility for a relationship, but again, it doesn't sound very healthy. Go ahead, Neil.
Right. Well, you have a trouble. You have some trouble here because the codes in your birth date are really deep. He's a 3 and you have a 3. He's got a 3 in his numbers. His first two numbers add up to 3. Your 9 and 3 add up to 12, which is his month. Your years are aligned, 7, 7. and
his month is your master number one. I mean, yeah,
you got a problem,
but
you
have to make a decision, you know.
You know, the reason you're feeling stuck with him is because there is a dramatic connection between the two of you. So the reason you're feeling stuck or connected, you can't let go, you're thinking about him, is because of that karmic connection. But that doesn't mean it can't be broken. Sometimes karmic connections can be broken. You just
a lot of
just,
times they should be broken. People stay stuck in that karmic connection, but unfortunately don't get to move forward in their lives.
Yeah.
And have to come back and repeat the relationship thing.
Does he have anything to do remotely with construction? Is he a hard hat worker? What does he do for a living?
He actually was a nurse per diem, and now, as far as I know, he's home. He wasn't working because he said in Florida, like the snowbirds go to New York, so per diem work is very sparse during the summer. So I don't know if he started working now, but the last time I saw him in July, I think it was, he wasn't working. So I guess he was living off his savings.
Yeah.
But right.
We don't have a lot of time, Tanika, but where's this hard hat worker, this construction worker? Have you ever known anybody that did that? Anybody in your family? Are you near construction sites? Anything like that?
Well, I used to date someone that worked for the town up here in Long Island where I live in New York, about 45 minutes from me. His name was Nick. He worked for the town. And he was kind of like that kind of worker.
Someone in your past, what was he to you?
Yeah, he was someone I dated. His date of birth was 6/11/83.
Okay.
But that's
18.
I haven't heard from him since 2014.
31/4.
Yeah. Well, you know, you have an alignment of these men that you're connecting to.
You know what's interesting? He's a 4, right?
He's a 2.
6/11/83. They add that up on. Anyway, go ahead. We don't have a lot of time.
So you're in an alignment with men. I don't think you have found your significant other yet. This guy, I don't think he's your significant other that you're supposed to spend your life with. I think he's a tremendously powerful karmic man, and there might be some things you still have to work out with him, and that might be something we can discuss on another show. But it's a complex situation. The idea is when you release yourself from it, all the karma been resolved? Has everything been done? Otherwise, you'll leave him and carry the karma with you, which is probably why your mind is tugging away at him still, because something left unresolved, which may result in you having to connect with him again or having some kind of issue resolved within yourself with the help of somebody else. But your mindset has to be that way. I will say this. There's going to be a dollar bill. There's going to be $3 bill coming up as a theme with you. $3. I don't know if somebody gives you back change and you say $3. But there's something to do right now with $3. I don't know what it is yet because we don't have time to go into it. They used to say, he's a $3 bill, meaning he's an odd character. In the old days, when they said a $3 bill, it meant a man was gay.
Hey.
But I don't think that's applying here, but there's a theme going on.
Okay, Tanika, we're going to have to. Go ahead.
So you don't see anything about relationship in me, anything like that coming up?
That you cut out completely. Say that again.
I was saying So, Neil, you don't see anything about relationship in me coming up, I guess, because I feel lonely.
Well, what he
Yeah, relationship's coming up.
But what he's saying is there's something that needs to be resolved before you get into another relationship because you're carrying this karma with this other man with you. So whatever it is needs to be resolved, whether it's with Mark or within yourself before you're in another relationship, because you don't want to carry that to the other relationship where it's going to be problematic. And
do you see Mark?
Again.
Go ahead.
Do we see Mark what?
Contacting me?
Probably. It wouldn't be that the parting would be easy. But if you're concerned about a relationship and you're lonely, and you stay with Mark because you're lonely, that wouldn't be wise.
I know. I don't want that. I would want us to work out. I don't want the fighting. I can't.
Yeah. Either Mark's because you've tackled that issue.
I mean, go ahead.
What, the phone broke up. I'm sorry.
Go,
well,
what,
you either work it out with him so that the issues are resolved and you're comfortable with him. So there's one option. It doesn't have to be that one, but that's one healthy option. The other one would be that you separate, right? And you're going to be finding somebody else.
But
you're not going to be alone. That's not going to happen.
But the problem with Mark was, if I recall, is that he was talking.
He has a temper.
Yeah. I'm sorry?
Temper.
He has a temper problem. I don't know what it, I tried to work with it. I don't know where this temper is from, if it's me or if it's something else, but
right,
he's
abusive, correct? He's somewhat verbally abusive to you?
He's hostile. He has a bad, bad anger attitude where he throws a tantrum very easily. I don't know
what
it is.
Does he take things
me.
Out on you? Does he call you names and things
she
like that?
He said shut up or something.
Yeah, he told me to shut up last time and call me needy one time. He says stuff. He gets gradually meaner and meaner. And he doesn't call me names, but he says nasty things where it's like you wouldn't think we were childhood lovers. Like you wouldn't think that this is an old friend.
I mean, is he going to work on himself? Do you think that man is going to actually take steps to work on himself? And obviously he have some frustration.
I don't know if right now mentally that's what I'm saying. I don't know if right now he is wanting to or even sees that he needs to go in that direction. I think right now he thinks that he's right. And I don't know if his anger is from someone else he's still pissed at or because I pissed him off. But
well,
just
and he's obviously, there's something wrong in his life. He's not working right now. I mean, there may be frustration because of his employment situation. You know, there's obviously other stresses.
Yeah, you see,
I mean,
the coping skills of a man, Tanika, has to be taken into account because you can't be the target of his abusive behavior. That's not right. So either that has to be worked out, and
which
and
is going to take, he's going to have to be a willing participant working it out, which is not, there's no evidence that he's going to because.
Well, he's got to get past an issue that he has. I don't know what you're doing to provoke it, but whatever you're doing to provoke it doesn't excuse his behavior, and you'd have to be pretty dramatic to provoke that kind of behavior. So we know the dynamics of what's going on between of you is one issue, but he has an issue
with himself. Exactly.
And that has to be, if he's not ready to face that and look at that, and he always blames you,
there's
not
going to be any success in the relationship.
You need to
and
run.
You need to make a decision, be more, you know, you're allowing him to be the deciding factor in your relationship. You need to get stronger within yourself and decide what it is that you want. At this point, doesn't seem like a good situation. I would.
I just was hoping
he would change. Because if you have to resign, if he's forcing you to resign yourself to be the guilty one, you're the problem. That's not healthy. That's not healthy for you, and it will be horrible in your lifetime to deal with.
I know.
So
that's why I wanted to. That's why I called to see if you saw him changing and like calling.
Well,
I
mean, I
won't put up with it.
It's possible that he could change, but it's, you know, I mean,
you know,
that's going to be, you're going to.
You say to him, if you want to be in a relationship with me, you're going to have to change. And if you don't want to change, then that's fine. I'll move on.
You know, anyone can say they're going
to
change and then
well,
they don't.
He needs something. He needs therapy. I don't know if he needs therapy or talking to, but he obviously can't control his own behavior.
But we need to close the show.
Yeah.
We are way over today. So, Tanika, hopefully that helps. And, you know, keep in touch with us if you're able to.
I will.
Okay, thank you. And we are back on the air on Friday at 9 a.m. Pacific. Hopefully we'll get to our topic. And thanks, callers and listeners. Bye-bye.